Clean water.
Go above and beyond to help your employer and your economy succeed, then you should share a little bit in that success. This is going to make a real difference in the lives of millions of Americans, from managers in fast food and retail to office workers, cargo inspectors. With any kind of change like this, not everybody's going to be happy. But Americans have spent too long working more and getting less in return.
The president pushing the overtime hours, getting paid. What do you think, America? How many of you have lived off those overtime hours? It used to be that was the conversation. Hey, I'm working this holiday because I'm getting double pay. Or I'm working 3 days extra next month. I'm filling in for somebody because they're out on maternity leave, or they're out on vacation, so they're short, so I'm filling in. I know I had those conversations with a lot of people. In broadcasting, especially when I was in television, you would get overtime. You got overtime, you got holiday pay, all that kind of stuff. Now a lot of that has been dropped out the drain, right? Because, boy, we got to save money, so how are we saving money? Well, we give days off instead. So your hours earn you extra days off. But then, of course, some people would tell you that they're supposed to get those days off, but they're frowned upon. So the Department of Labor says that the federal overtime provisions that are in the Fair Labor Standards Acts, it means unless exempt, pretty much employees covered by that act have to get overtime pay for hours worked over 40 in a work week at a rate not less than time and one-half their regular rates of pay. But there is no limit in this act anywhere on the number of hours employees 16 and older can work in any work week. So it doesn't require overtime pay for work on Saturdays, Sundays, holidays, or regular days that of whatever the rest period would be, unless overtime is worked on those days. And it's on a work week basis. So if an employee has a fixed work week in a regular period of 168 hours, seven consecutive 24-hour periods, you get it. So overtime has really, I think, in a lot of businesses, gone by the boards. It depends on the business, as Cop points out. Cop time. You know, in law enforcement, they've had a big problem because they've had a layoff in these cities that are going bankrupt. They're laying off employees right and left. So comp time was the way to get around that. Give people the time so that at least if they were, you know, working, they'd have these extra days and they would string them together. But if you asked most people, of course, what would you rather get? And a lot of people would say they would rather have the overtime pay, because what overtime used to be was a pretty chunky in a lot of cases. You know, and still there are places that have overtime. If you work for like FedEx during the holidays, UPS, those kind of places, I mean, for goodness sake, people are practically breaking their legs to run to the door with an avalanche of packages, and they make really good money. They'll make really great money over the holidays for working on the holidays. A lot of people wanted to work the holidays because of the extra money that they would get. So now the president is saying it's only fair and this is right, and people should get the overtime hours, because there have been people that weren't getting it, that they should get the overtime hours. And the key thing is that currently businesses aren't required to pay overtime to certain salaried workers if they earn more than $455 a week. That was set back in 2004 and comes to about $24,000 a year. But now they're talking about changing that. So you have the push to expand overtime pay. You have the minimum wage, the president, pushing this. You have the president pushing for 10-10 for the minimum wage. And here's the thing. The reality in Washington, right, and the reality in the rest of the country, am I right, folks, is totally different. Which is fair. What happens where you are? Are you getting comp time? Are you getting anything? Are you getting overtime? I mean, there are still plenty of businesses where they do that, where they get that extra time. But what's happened is that especially the medium-sized to small businesses, there's no way. If they're hurting and they're barely just over breaking even, there's no way they're doing that. So the president is proposing to take the salary up so that more salaried workers who are paid a salary versus an hourly wage would automatically be covered by overtime, because that was the other thing. Well, if your salary versus hourly, you know, we have our hourly people, and they have to get overtime if they get to a certain number. That's different than the salary person. And here's the thing. So it hasn't been adjusted for inflation, which kind of means every year, doesn't kind of, it means every year, less people anyway are getting this, are protected by overtime pay, or even fewer people, this is what I think is the key thing, are eligible for overtime pay because of what the number is. I mean, this was the Fair Labor Standards Act that came out in the late 30s, and it affects a ton of people. But the way the law reads is what I was saying, if you're hourly and you work for more than 40 a week, you get overtime. That's time and a half. So 50% above your straight time, your wage. But if you're salaried and you earn anything above that threshold, which I said is $455, forget about it. You don't, depends on what, you know, who you, what you do at work and who you work for. You know, in digging around on this, because this is the buzz in the backyard, right? This affects all of us. What's in your wallet? What is the thing we care about? It's not that we're money grubbers, right? It's that we care about what's in our wallet. So perfect place to start this Hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If you go back to the 70s and you look at that, you would look at maybe somebody making 60 grand a year. So 970 would be the number. That would mean that people who earned 50 to 60,000 a year would be eligible for overtime if they worked more than 40 hours a week. And truly, that was where they were making up a lot of ground. I had a friend who was an admin who took a job where she was really good at what she did. And this was a company that specialized in retirement benefits, and of course they're out there bidding for business, and they needed her. So they'd constantly be throwing overtime, constantly. And that ended up being, you know, $30,000 extra dollars for her. Boy, that overtime, though, the next year went away really quickly, I have to tell you. What do you think, fair or foul? What should it be? 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Certainties. That's what he goes there for. Is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a crackle on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
A little later in this hour, let me give you the quick menu. We'll talk with my pal Andrew Szabo, peeling back the onion on this referendum coming up in the Crimea and what it all means, among other things. And we will also check the mail. Lots and lots of mail, including this one that I got from George, who says, "Kate, boy, overtime is almost a thing of the past, depending on where you work. I have two friends that make a killing on OT. In fact, it is their Christmas, and it doesn't cut into anything else in their budget. They know it is their Christmas. They have everything covered with the amount of OT that they make, and they just put it away. For me, I had OT. I'm in the logistics business. But then when I was made into a middle management position, it went away because that was part of the deal. Now, I got a company car, and I had some other things that were negotiated in, but there was no overtime because I am a salaried person. And at first that worked out pretty well, but then when I was starting to really put in the hours, my wife was thinking it wasn't such a great deal. So it depends on where you work, I think, more than anything. Yeah, so thanks for that. That was just one of the emails, but we'll go to the mailbag a little bit later. But yeah, it depends on where you work and what you're doing about the whole overtime thing. In some ways, Nathan and I were talking off the air, our technical extraordinaire man. In some ways, overtime is good for companies because they're not hiring the extra people. So better at the key times where you have to give overtime, where you need people covering you through the holidays. And think of all the holidays that you have throughout the year, especially the big ones, the Christmas holidays and New Year's and all that kind of stuff. So you have everything covered with people you can rely on, and it's good for them. They get the OT, so it all works out. But in some businesses, they've negotiated that away instead, and they do the comp time. You know, in the government, that's happened. There are people that'll take Fridays off. They'll have like 4 months of Fridays off because they work hours adding up to that time, the leave time. They call it leave. And I know somebody in the Navy, and that's what they do in the Navy. This is an office job, though, and they add up the hours from that. And throughout the summer, they use them for the Fridays and figure, well, at least they're getting that day. And so that works out okay. And I think there are people that have adopted that. So if the overtime thing changes, if there's this executive order or the push to figuring out how that would work, the push to have Congress involved in that, boy, you got two things going. You're going to have businesses that are not going to be happy with that, because first you're talking about the minimum wage thing, and then on top of that, backing that up, you're talking about the overtime thing. So where is it passed on? Who's going to get that passed on to them? Either the consumer, or, depending on the industry, maybe less jobs. If you want to throw in, you can, just like George did with his email, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know, the overtime thing, it's all the whole deal about don't mess with my money. The overtime thing is one of the major, I think, discussions that we're having, because now this is bubbled up again. But the Malaysian airline disappearing is the other thing that is unbelievably a huge topic here in the United States. And I think the reason is, and I've said this before in another hour, is because the whole airline disappearing, a 777, and knowing how big it is, just vanishing, is frightening to think of, to people, to try to wrap their brains around that. Now they think, and there's actually a Navy ship headed toward it, they think that there's the possibility that it could be in the Indian Ocean because of a pinging sound that they've uncovered. The thought is, they don't know this for sure, but it had, the plane vanished when it went westward toward the Indian Ocean. So the thought is, with this destroyer that's going to get there soon, the thought is, and this pinging sound, that's what that is. It's the data reporting system that, and the transponder that were shut down. So the Indian Ocean is so deep, it's our third biggest body of water. So the plane, it's not a catastrophic thing, boom, it went down. That's pretty much what the school of thought is for the people who are in charge of this search. And, you know, you got so many people that will have perished in this. 239 people on this plane. And they think it was in the air for hours after they lost contact with air traffic controllers and then just disappeared from the radar. Going from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. You know, you just hear these little pushes of data, and then the transponder went dark. So that's why they think the plane was still flying. There were signals. And not giving it an exact location, but they had signals. So they think the plane flew for 4 to 5 hours based on that. Based on what was sent from the plane's engines to the manufacturer, because that's part of that maintenance agreement thing. And if that's true, wow, it would have flown hundreds of miles away from where it was last seen over the Gulf of Thailand and where the whole search has been concentrated. So it's in, now it's in a different direction. A 777, too. I mean, the Boeing, this is their baby. This is such a safe plane normally, but now, you know, how it got to the position where it is, if they can find it, because, you know, there's no guarantee they're going to find it. They just have this destroyer, the USS Kidd, is moving toward the Indian Ocean to search for the plane. They don't know when it's going to arrive, but in the next couple of days it should be there. And they're exploring the possibility that someone else on the plane might have diverted it toward another location after turning off the transponders to avoid radar detection. Because if it flew 4 or 5 hours, then, well, then that's what they're doing. That they didn't want it to be tracked, so they'd shut that off. They would know to shut that off. So that's one theory that they're proposing. But then that wouldn't be mechanical, and that wouldn't be pilot error. So, I don't know, was it diverted to use it for something else? Wow, so many theories, so many things floating around out there. There was even one that the plane just disintegrated, but then you would find pieces of the plane, you would find, you know, who knows, tail, wings, whatever. If it, you would find some wreckage. You would see it somewhere, and then you could get the black boxes. But the new theory seems like it could be on target. I hope that destroyer finds it. I mean, I hope they find it. That'd be great, because at least it would give peace of mind in some sense to the people who are left behind waiting to hear word since last Saturday. And now, you know, we're pretty much almost at a week. So think about that long wait. It would be agonizing. It would. I mean, you don't want to hear that, yeah, the plane blew up and now we found the pieces. Of course not. You want to hear that the plane was hijacked, that they're safe, and they were dumped off on some island or something, but that didn't happen. So the thought of, yeah, the plane exploded and it's on the bottom of the Indian Ocean isn't a great one, but at least you would have closure as to where they are, what happened. You could figure all of that kind of thing out. All right, we're heading to the mailbag next. Wake up, sleepyheads. If you want to chime in, overtime or theories, what's your big theory on this plane disappearing? Do it. 855-266-5283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides. herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight.
I wanna walk with you.
Once again, the mailbox is full, and most of the people that have emailed this show want to talk about overtime, missing planes, and referendums. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Britt says, Kate, bring on the Russians. I disagree with the people who say we need to keep our nose out of the business in the Crimea Peninsula. I've been listening to some of the people who've come on your show, and duly noted, I respect Jeff Atticott, but I disagree. I think the spread of democracy only happens when you're more diligent on top of what other countries are doing and not backing away from it. So I do think we need to help the Ukrainians achieve what they were trying to achieve, which is why their past president ran for the hills. If he was so popular and it was working so well, that wouldn't have happened, and it gave the Russians the perfect opportunity to just swoop in and try to take a chunk of territory back. I say, no, do not let them do that. I am tired of Putin and his pug nose and attitude. Well, here's the thing. Putin has definitely thrown it in the face of Obama in the United States. I mean, that started in a couple of other instances, in particular the Ed Snowden thing last June, because here's an American, seeks asylum, gets it, temporary asylum in Russia, and one of the things that Putin said, who's massively passive-aggressive, well, of course, if we will not allow any state secrets of a country to be released, that's not correct, or that's not right to have that happen. So he wouldn't have asylum here, temporary asylum, if that's going on. And, of course, since then, he has done that. So apparently they're not sticking to those rules anymore. And I am certain Putin's had plenty of conversations with Snowden, or at least one or two, I would imagine, or his henchmen certainly have had those conversations. And this is the deal. This is Putin sticking his finger in our eye, and that's it. The problem is, in the Crimea, there are a lot of people, it's pretty split, who would prefer to be part of the Russian Federation. So now that door has been kicked open. Hey, we're going to have a referendum. There are too many ballots printed up, and that's mysterious, and that makes you think, ballot box, stuffing the ballot box. But there are legitimately, not people who are forced at gunpoint, but people who legitimately would rather be part of the Russian Federation. And, of course, because the Ukraine's bankrupt, the president fled, and all those problems happened, and that's why some of that has led to the thought process. I don't know that for sure. So the biggest problem is the fact that I think is that Putin is bullying us and we look terrible in that scenario. But on the other hand, I don't agree that we have to be the big spreaders of democracy. Yes, there are people that want democracy. There are people that are in heinous situations and they want to drink from the cup of opportunity that we have in the United States. But the problem is we're getting invested in all these places where that's not what's happening anyway. What do you think is going to happen when we leave Afghanistan? What happened when we left Iraq? Now we're starting to see it explode again with all of the religious problems they had before. They're bubbling back up again with two different factions, thousands of years of history. So maybe a few things are better in Iraq, but they're not going to be, it's not going to be a full-on democracy with, the occasional kook that sets off the suicide bomb in the market. That's not what's happening. And then what's going to happen in Afghanistan? So where are we picking our spots that we're investing in to try to help people? For goodness sake, we still have men on the border, right? North Korea, South Korea, we're there. I mean, if we're the watchdog, we are just going to be spread even thinner because we've had some military cuts. Even though if you talk to someone in the military, they say, we don't need all those people. It's this nonsense of it's back to pre-World War II. It doesn't matter because this is a different era. It's a different kind of war that you wage anyway. I don't agree with that. I don't think so. Invested in the Crimea. The Putin problem is the thing for me. So if this was, I'm just saying, and I know people hold up Ronald Reagan as though there was never even a flaw with Reagan, but if we wound the clock back and this was Reagan, what would be happening in the Crimea? What would have happened in the Snowden situation? And so you can't be, you know, this is the problem with the administration. One second you waver like a blade of grass in different directions, and then the next second you're trying to stand tall like the oak tree. So which is it? You got to pick a position, and that's who you are, and that defines the administration. Is it better to have diplomacy? Well, yeah, if you could have diplomacy first, of course. I mean, do I want to shoot you in the head before we even have an argument and decide to do something different? But we're beyond all that. Now you've got Kerry saying, if the referendum goes off, then forget about it Monday. Look out for serious consequences. So is that going to change Putin's mind? No. They're going to go ahead with the referendum. That's not going to change. We had another one on that. Jack had this to say. He said, man, I'll tell you what. I think we need to just get out of this situation with the Ukraine and Crimea. It doesn't make any sense because I don't think it's going to matter in the end. It's Russia, Russia all the time. I've seen the flags. I've heard the people chanting. I believe when they do the referendum, they're going to choose Russia. So is it forced or not forced? Or what is the deal there? Are people being tortured? Are people having shoots put into their fingernails? I don't think so, Kate. So those who want democracy, I'm sorry, but I don't see our version of democracy heading there anytime soon. They don't have any money. They're going to end up like the Greeks. All right, so that's two that are, that's, you know, basically two that are saying, forget about it, it's not going to end up that way anyway. Let's go to this one. This is from Sybil in Illinois. Hey, Ms. Delaney, been listening to your show. My boyfriend listens, and he turned me on to it. When I'm up late, I listen as well. Go get him. Keep fighting the good fight in radio land. Speaking of good fights, I am not necessarily a huge fan of the president's, but I think the overtime thing is something that should be discussed. I believe a lot of people who employ all kinds of folks try to get the better of them, making them fear for their jobs, forcing comp time that can't be used because otherwise they couldn't get their job done. So it ends up not rolling over. They can't roll it over, and it's a big nightmare. But it's a perfect way for a company to get out of having to pay when they should have to pay the fair wage for somebody who's working a lot of hours, and especially hours that bleed over what the norm would be. So here's the problem. If we're talking about executives, this, again, this is a negotiable thing. People are negotiating in their jobs that, okay, here's the deal. This is my salary, You're the director, you're the assistant VP, assistant manager, or whatever, and that's it. You're not getting overtime for that. You're getting the salary versus the hourly, and there's ways around all of that. I mean, that's what this overtime push is for. But the hammer will ultimately come down on the people who need the jobs in some industries. You know, the restaurant industry especially would be hit by this. Service industries could be hit by it again, so it's sort of a double whammy for them. And it just depends. It depends on the company. We have thousands and thousands of companies. So what jobs are we talking about that they're, where you're not getting paid overtime hours? What jobs are they? Comp time is the word that is thrown around a lot of companies. Comp time. So that you get the extra days off, so at least you get something in return. Although, what's tricky is taking the time. You know, it used to be you had vacation or extra days or whatever, and it would roll over into the next year. Now they suck that away from you in a lot of places, and that, I don't think that's fair. I think they should have rollover, especially if they're demanding you work. They can't possibly lose you here, they can't lose you there, so you can never take the time. If you can't take the time, then they need to let you roll that over. All right, here, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Ginger. Ginger says, first time, long time listener, missing plane is creepy to me. I just saw something on planes, and that plane, the French plane that disappeared, and then ultimately they found it, but it was years later. Do you think that's what's going to happen with the Malaysian plane? Yeah, I don't think so. I think this push to the Indian Ocean, the problem is it's so deep and there's so much territory. Can they find it? I mean, are they going to find it right away, or is it going to take time? I hope they find it. I do. I hope they find it so they can unravel what happened here. That would give some peace of mind, for what it's worth, to the people who lost people.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
America Tonight, time for one of my favorite segments, Peel Back the Onion with my pal Andrew Sabo. He is a marketing and strategist guru and a speaker and so many other things. It would take us an hour to go through it all. Let's just say he is very good at positioning people if they would listen. I think the Republicans need to hire him. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Good evening. Great, Kate. Good to be with you and your listeners, as always. Love this segment, too.
So, you know, it's funny, that Andrew, that we still haven't, ever since you jumped on the air, and it's been a while now, we're still talking about Obamacare and the tentacles of Obamacare, the problems associated with it. Didn't get the 7 million, the rollout was botched. But put that all aside, once again, the mandate is being delayed. So it just shows you how I think there was just a push. Let's push this through, get this through, make it as thick as we can, and then we'll just sort it out later. What do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, after pushing it back, it was, as we talked about last week, is clearly a political maneuver in terms of the election. But there's been one other interesting thing, though. I'm finding this is, and obviously I'm fairly critical sometimes of Republicans and their messaging strategy, but I'm starting to see some cracks in the Democrat Party about their messaging. Obviously, they had a crushing loss in the Florida special election on Tuesday, and their is the Republican, David Jolly, was victorious over the Democrat, Alex Sink. And that's got a lot of Democrats worried, I think, both privately and publicly, and about how to talk about Obamacare. So I'm now starting to see some cracks on the Democratic side, that some of the Democrats are saying they're advocating, okay, we need to, shift to the left. They're criticizing their own party, not going far enough when it passed the law in 2010. Other Democrats are sharply criticizing the Obamacare when running for re-election in order to win over the electorate who is disappointed on this. So we're starting to see some cracks on the Democrat Party message as well. And they're already they're heading into a tough election year, and they seem to be getting more divided, where in the past we've seen them very united on their messaging. And I think a lot of it has to, Obamacare is splitting the Democrats.
I absolutely think that. But it's interesting. I saw an interview with Karl Rove, and Rove, of course, as you know, he was the big maneuverer behind the Bush White House. I don't have to introduce who he is. People realize that he's a strategist for the Republicans. And he had an interesting thing to say. He said, don't uncork the champagne to toast David Jolly's, upset victory in that Florida special election. I felt like you. I think the handwriting's on the wall. But he's saying that Obamacare is seriously hurting the Democrats, as you were talking about, but that the Republicans have to be careful that they don't just sit back, because they have a tendency to do that, thinking, man, this is our number one issue, this is it, and then we're just going to let the chips fly, because, it still will make a huge difference once you get into those midterms, because special elections don't always, because that was a special election in Florida, don't always dictate or show you how midterms will turn out. But I think it is definitely foreboding as to what could happen for sure to the Democrats, and they're concerned. That's why Mary Landrieu, as you know, the senator from Louisiana, of all of the people who are sitting there on the cut line, she's very concerned and has she's distanced herself from Obamacare. So you can see it for sure.
Right. I think you bring up a good point where Republicans cannot just rely on the Democrats to start splitting their message. The Republicans have to also come in and create a strong message that I think their best strategy is to take a wedge. You've got the thin end of the wedge in right now, and that's to push the wedge in. But part of the rest of the wedge can't be just Obamacare. It can't just depend on that one element. But they definitely have a wedge. Now the key is to drive the wedge, but they've got to have a strong message. So they can't just rely on the Democrats being fractional in their fractionalizing their message. That's not the way to win. You've got to come in with something positive. And right now, I'm still not seeing what's the positive message, because the electorate wants to see, okay, so what are you advocating? You can't just be against something. We saw that did not work for the Republicans in the last few elections, the main general elections. You've got to come up with something that is positive. What's the alternative? What are you advocating? And come in with a decisive, strong message.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of a strong message, if we leap a couple of time zones, in the Crimea, they're getting ready for this referendum, and they're saying, I was just talking to someone, and they were talking about the fact that they had a reporter, we were trying to get him on, that it's just all Russian tricolor flags all over the place. They're waving them all over the Crimean capital and whatnot. So this may be kind of a sign as to what will happen on the 16th. There's a big slogan that's being thrown about all over the place on T-shirts and whatnot. It says March 16th together with Russia, and they're blaring the Russian national anthem and whatnot. So this is a big deal, obviously, on Sunday, and despite the warnings from our President Obama saying, oh, this is illegal and you can't do that and all that other sort of stuff, Putin is just marching straight ahead, and they're going to have this referendum. What do you think happens here?
Well, I'm just flabbergasted by what's going on there, and I'm not sure if everybody's necessarily heard all the details, but security is incredibly tight around the Crimean Peninsula right now. I mean, you've got flights to and from Crimea's main airport, except those from Moscow have been suspended, and there's been reports that the pro-Russian forces, a mixture of those civilians that you were just referring to, wearing, you know, red armbands, you know, Cossacks, policemen loyal to the new pro-Russian regime, they're also checking bags and passports of travelers on Crimean roads and train stations. So basically they're putting a stranglehold on the peninsula geographically, except when it comes to Moscow. So This to me, this is like an annexation, very similar to me, the annexation of what Hitler did in the Sudetenland. The Sudetenland, for those who remember their history and their geography, was a small area of in the western part of Czechoslovakia, bordering Germany. And it was kind of a little test. Basically, what Germany did there from a military point of view is they went in and they took over. They didn't take over the whole area. They just took over the Sudetenland, a small piece, which was, yeah, there was certainly some people there, obviously being on the border, fairly pro, you know, that there was going to be people that are pro-German and were backing, therefore, the Nazis, you know, coming in over there. And it was basically a military annexation. And it emboldened the Germans to then, of course, as we know historically, they then went in all different directions in terms of both in Poland and to the east and then to the west towards Belgium, France, and Netherlands. But I think that the message here is that the Russians are flexing their muscles and they're going to see what's the reaction. We're going to take over, annex just a small piece. And when they know they've got some support just because of its geographic proximity, it's small enough where people could say, oh, well, let's not get involved. That's okay. It's kind of half, you know, pro-Russian. But the way it's going about it, this is not a democratic process. And if we're to support democracy, the West has to stand up for democracy. I don't care whether that's the U.S., the U.K., Germany. If we stand for democracy, we have to stand for democracy. Otherwise, the message we sent, basically, the message is tacit approval. We and that's exactly what happened that really triggered the Second World War, was there was tacit approval for Germany as it flexed its muscles to take over little pieces of land and until it was emboldened to go further.
Well said. It is a dangerous situation. You either are standing tall on that one, or you're standing back and saying it's their country. Let's not push the pro democracy thing, even though we're hearing from the Ukrainians, and we just had the Ukrainian new prime minister come to the United States. He's in Washington, so it's a dicey situation to say the least, Andrew. Wow, I can't believe it already. Our time is up. Peel back the onion, flies by just like that. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate, as always, and thanks to your listeners, too.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.